USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As President Biden and congressional Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, Republican lawmakers and some economists have pushed back against the price tag. A group of Senate Republicans presented the president with a $600 billion proposal last week that they called a more targeted approach. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg echoed the president's words to ABC's This Week that he's afraid Congress won't go big enough to address all the issues.
If you look at the way that economists have responded to this proposal, you know, you've seen economic advisors from the last four administrations. Think about what that means. That's Clinton, Bush, Obama, and even Trump saying that we need to do this. You've got Moody's saying that we could have 4 million fewer jobs if we don't act now. And we're operating in a time of historically low interest rates. This is a moment where the greatest risk we could take, as the president has said, is not the risk of doing too much. It's the risk of doing too little.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrot in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
President Joe Biden sat down in the White House for a Super Bowl Sunday interview. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden was asked by CBS News' Laura O'Donnell what things will look like 1 year from now.
We're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual.
About Hunter's memoir.
It gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
The Iran nuclear situation.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
Relations with China.
But I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
On whether former President Trump should still receive intelligence briefings.
I think not, because of his erratic behavior.
The minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
And targeting relief in his stimulus plan.
I'm prepared to negotiate that.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has indicated that he wants action on his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package sooner than later. Congressional Democrats took the first step towards getting the package approved without a Republican agreement, starting the budget reconciliation process on Friday. Taking that route would only require a majority to pass in the Senate, where Republicans would otherwise be able to block the legislation. Senator Bill Cassidy says it's moves like that that make him believe the Biden administration doesn't care about working across the aisle. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that the GOP has tried to negotiate for a bipartisan solution.
I am absolutely willing to work with anyone if it's good for the American people, because that's what we should all be about. We have conservative solutions. The more conservative values infuse public policy, I think the better public policy is. On the other hand, the administration is showing very clearly they don't care if they have to work with us. They're willing to push things through, even if someone like Larry Summers, a former Democratic Treasury Secretary, says it's boneheaded policy. Paraphrasing, and even if we come in good faith with at least 10 and more that would have joined us, and they say they don't care. So you've got that. It takes two to tango. Right now, I'm not sure we have the two to tango.
And former NBA MVP Derrick Rose is on the move after reportedly being traded to the New York Knicks. ESPN reporting that Rose will leave the Detroit Pistons in exchange for guard Dennis Smith Jr. and a 2021 second-round draft pick. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.